From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The latest government report may help U.S. stocks end their week-long plunge. The gross domestic product grew in the fourth quarter at an annual rate of 5.7%. It's the fastest pace in 6 years. Danielle Carson has details.
The economy came roaring back to life in the fourth quarter. Much of the growth came from businesses rebuilding their goods. Many slashed their inventories at the end of 2008 and part of 2009 because of the recession. Stuart Hoffman, chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group, says private industry and consumers powered this growth.
We had consumer spending rising 2% as the holiday season was decent. We had business investment up at over 13%. And even the long-suffering housing market showed a rise at about a 5.7% rate.
But Hoffman doesn't expect the fourth quarter report to be the new speed limit for the economy. Most economists predict GDP growth will settle back to between 3 and 3.5% in 2010, what Hoffman calls a half-speed recovery. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
After the Commerce Department released its GDP report, stocks rose in early trading. At last check, the Dow was up 3 points at 10,123. The Justice Department is reconsidering its decision to hold the trial of a self-proclaimed 9/11 mastermind in New York City after running into more bipartisan criticism. Attorney General Eric Holder reportedly is considering sites beyond Lower Manhattan for prosecuting Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four alleged accomplices. Critics say holding the trial in New York City would pose a major security risk to the public. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair is testifying before a panel in London investigating Britain's involvement in the Iraq War. Today, Blair insisted he was right to take the United Kingdom into the conflict and that he is convinced it was worth the price. Larry Miller has more from London.
A self-assured Tony Blair delivered a robust defense of his decision to go to war with Iraq. He said he believed without a doubt Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. Blair said Saddam was game-playing and never had any intention of cooperating. He pointed out that Chief UN Weapons Inspector Hans Blix understood Saddam would kill any Iraqi who spoke to his inspectors.
My own view, and I was under absolutely no doubt about this, is that if you backed away when he was playing around with the inspectors in precisely the way he'd done before, then you were going to send a very, very bad signal out to the world.
The former prime minister denied that to boost the case for war, his Downing Street office deliberately relied on unverifiable claims that Saddam could deliver WMDs within 45 minutes. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow was up 13 at 10,134, and the Nasdaq was down 7 points at 2172. This is NPR. Pakistani forces fighting militants along the Afghan border are reporting losses on both sides. Officials say at least 24 militants have been killed in the Bajor region, and several insurgent hideouts reportedly have been destroyed. The military also says that several of its own soldiers have been injured in the battle. Pakistan is under heavier allied pressure to crack down on the Taliban and al-Qaeda along the border, where the insurgents' influence is growing. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation says it will devote $10 billion over the next 10 years to develop and deliver vaccines to developing nations. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The announcement came today at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Bill Gates says no other government, company, or foundation has ever pledged $1 billion a year to improve health in the poorest nations. The goal is partly to nurture vaccines for diseases such as tuberculosis, malaria, and AIDS.
A lot of young scientists are inspired to work in these areas, so we wanted to show them that we have this long-term commitment. We'll go to the diseases that affect the poorest disproportionately.
He says scientists are poised to invent effective new vaccines, and poor nations are now better able to deliver them. The pledge is expected to grow the foundation's vaccine spending from 35% to over half of its yearly outlays for health. The Gates Foundation funds NPR programming. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Toyota says it has figured out how to fix sticking accelerator pedals that prompted a recall and is updating its employees about the remedy today. The company first informed its workers via email last night about a remedy in the works. Engineers are working to fix the problem on 8 models, including Toyota's top-selling Camry midsize sedan. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.